Amal and the Night Visitors, Part 4. Do you remember where we were? Amal's mother, the three kings in the room, and the room had become quiet. So quiet that Caspar dozed off. Suddenly, a sharp call was heard. The shepherds are coming, Amal's mother told the kings. Melchior nudged the sleeping Caspar. Wake up! From the doorway, Amal's mother saw lanterns brightening the dark night. Led by Amal, shepherds and their families gathered to honor the kings and bring them gifts. As the shepherds approached Amal's house, they greeted each other loudly. Emily, Michael, Bartholomew, how are your children and how are your sheep? Dorothy, Peter, Evangeline, come along, we are going with them all, bringing gifts to the king. Benjamin, Lucas, Elizabeth, how are your children and how are your sheep? Carolyn, Matthew, Veronica, give me your hand. Come along, the night is so cold, the wind is so icy, your cloak is so warm. Catherine, Christopher, Barbara, Barbara, how are your children and how are your sheep? Josephine, Angela, Jeremy, come along. The shepherds crowded into the doorway of Amal's house. Oh, look, look, they said to each other. They were so overcome by the splendor of the kings, they felt afraid to enter. Amal squeezed his way through them and took his place next to his mother, who encouraged the shepherds, saying, come in, come in. What are you scared of? Don't be bashful. Show what you brought them. Go on, go on. No, you go on, the shepherds said to one another. No, you go on. From the center of the group, one man approached the kings. He bowed and set a tray before them. Olives and quinces, apples and raisins, nutmeg and myrtle, persimmons and chestnuts. This is all we shepherds can offer you, he said. And then he took his place among the shepherds again. Thank you, thank you, thank you kindly, said the three kings in unison. A second shepherd approached the kings and, after bowing, set another tray before them. Citrons and lemons, musk and pomegranates, goat cheese and walnuts, figs and cucumbers. This is all we shepherds can offer you, the man said to the kings. Thank you. Thank you, thank you kindly, the king said, again speaking as one. A third shepherd approached the kings and presented his gifts. Hazelnuts and chamomile, mignonette and laurel, honeycombs and cinnamon, thyme, mint and garlic. This is all we shepherds can offer you, he said, and again the three kings, speaking together, said, thank you, thank you, thank you kindly, too. Take them, eat them, you are welcome, said a shepherd to the kings, while another repeated to the page, take them, eat them, you are welcome, too. Now, won't you dance for the kings? Amal's mother asked some of the shepherds. One young girl was embarrassed and tried to flee, but the young men nudged and pulled her back and she returned to the group. Reaching for his shepherd's pipe, Amal joined an elderly man at the fireplace where the two began to play. Shyly at first, a few shepherds danced before the kings. As they danced, the shepherds grew confident and soon others joined in joyously. Amal and the old man piped every dance tune they knew, matching their music to the whirling dancers. At the end, it was Balthazar who rose from his place and said, thank you, good friends, for your dance and your gifts. But now we must bid you good night. We have little time for sleep and a long journey tomorrow. Bowing, As they passed before the kings, the shepherds filed out of Amal's house, singing as they went. Good night, my good kings, good night and farewell. The pale stars foretell that dawn is in sight. Good night, my good kings, good night and farewell. The night wind foretells the day will be bright. The shepherds' voices became faint in the night air. In the house, the kings settled themselves for sleep near the fireplace, while Amal's mother was preparing a pallet for herself on the floor. Amal saw a chance to speak with Caspar without her noticing. Limping across the room, he said to the king, "Excuse me, sir, among your magic stones, is there..." Amal paused. "Is there one that could cure a crippled boy? Eh?" Once again, Caspar did not hear him. Amal turned away sadly. "Never mind. Good night." The shepherd's song drifted into the dark and quiet room. Amal and his mother on their pallets, the three kings huddled together, and the page curled up on the rug near the gold, listened as the shepherd's last notes lingered in the stillness. Soon, nearly everyone was asleep.